Good morning, Arctic cold in place today with high pressure overhead. We will have plenty of sunshine, but also a strong westerly breeze only adding to the chill. Temperatures will struggle through the single digits through the rest of the day and only reach into the lower and middle teens. Still, with that wind, it'll feel like it's zero and at times below throughout the afternoon. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy skies across most of the region. A few more clouds in the lower Hudson Valley and closer to the New England coast. Still, temperatures will drop back into the single digits above zero in many places south of I-90, with readings going below zero by at least a degree or two to the north. This will set us up for another dry, sunny day tomorrow, still breezy and cold, although a touch milder than today, with readings reaching the upper teens to around 20. More dry weather on Thursday as that Arctic high pressure stays overhead. We'll have plenty of sunshine and a nice rebound eventually back into the mid-20s, and on Friday even into the lower 30s with that same high pressure center keeping it dry as it works its way off the eastern seaboard. With its departure, we'll take a look out to the west where we'll see another system emerging out of the midsection of the country and heading toward the Ohio Valley. Still some question as to the exact track of this next system, a couple of computer models taking it to our north and west over the Great Lakes, and a couple taking it to the south off the mid-Atlantic coast. This will represent a large variety of possibilities for our weather on Saturday, so we'll put the chance of rain or snow in the forecast as the system moves through whichever track it takes, and temperatures on average will be in the lower to mid-30s. On Sunday, we'll dry it out with increasing sunshine, lower 30s, and right around 30 with a mix of sun and clouds and high pressure building back into the picture on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong cold front representing the leading edge of the latest surge of Arctic air to sweep through the central and eastern United States continues to push across the southeast this morning while dropping south into the northern Gulf of Mexico. As this cold air moves into place, moisture drawn back north of the boundary ahead of an upper-level system digging into the lower Mississippi Valley will set the stage for a rare winter storm that will extend from the central Gulf Coast to the southern mid-Atlantic coast beginning later today. Winter storm warnings are out for the entire Gulf Coast from eastern Texas through New Orleans and the Florida Peninsula and up the Carolina coast to Virginia. A wintry mix is possible in these areas, while significant icing appears likely across portions of southern Georgia into coastal South Carolina and southeastern North Carolina. An ice storm warning has been issued from Savannah up to Charleston. A swath of light to moderate snows is likely further to the north and west, with heavy snow possible across northeastern North Carolina into the Hampton Roads region of Virginia. Meanwhile, wind chill warnings and advisories are out again for all of the northern plains, the Great Lakes and Midwest, the Ohio Valley, and to the Appalachians and Northeast. In most places, wind chill values will be in the 15 to 30 below range, but parts of the upper Midwest and plains could see wind chills as low as 55 below zero. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 31 below zero at Brimson, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny near 20, Boston mostly sunny near 20, and Buffalo sunny, windy, with blowing snow and highs 5 above zero. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 56 set in 1916, and the record low 16 below zero in 2005. Sunrise this morning, 7:14 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:03 p.m., 9 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, windy, and very cold today, with highs near 10 above zero. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 15 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, very cold today with highs in the upper teens. Mostly cloudy tonight, 5 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, very cold today with highs near 10 above. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near zero. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, very cold today, highs in the middle teens. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 5 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs in the lower to mid-teens. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near zero. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, continued cold, upper teens, sunny, mid-20s on Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 30s on Friday. A chance of snow or rain showers on Saturday, lower 30s. Increasing sun Sunday, lower 30s, and upper 20s to around 30 with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.